This is the Authentic Persuasion Show.
In session 24, which was 2 weeks ago, I talked about the sales process and building your sales process. If you didn't check that out, make sure to tune into that. One of the biggest things that separates a professional from someone else who's just playing at sales or anything, it could be sports, it could be another career, is having a process. In sales, most people don't have a process. And if they do, they're always trying different things and they're basically throwing whatever they can against the wall and see if it sticks. And the challenge is that if something works today, maybe it works with that one person that you're talking to, but everyone's different, different personalities. And so someone says, oh, that's going to work all the time. Let me do that. Oh, that stopped working. Let me try this again. And then the problem is, it's just a mess. Imagine if you ran a bakery or you're just baking at home and you just try something different every single time. Now, every once in a while, you will get lucky. It will actually produce a cake that tastes good that people will like to eat. The problem is that if you don't have a process for that, you won't know what you did, and then you won't know how to replicate that. And that's what I see a lot. A lot of people who get into sales don't remember if you took the science classes like I did in high school, junior high. You have to have a process. You have to document that scientific process. How are you going to run that experiment? Okay, I got this result. Why? What can I tweak to get a different result? How do I make it so I can do this every single time like a factory? The challenge is a lot of people get into sales because they don't like processes. They don't like systems. They don't like structure. They just think sales is about using what they do best, which is talking to people into things, out of things, and just manipulating situations, controlling situations, pushing people forward, getting people excited about things, whatever it is, they think that's all that it takes and they neglect the process part. And so that's what's missing. So make sure to check out session 24 because it's really valuable. There's so many people in sales that I see, if they had some structure, some process, a system they followed and went through something nearly the same way every time, considering you're having a conversation with another human and humans are messy and unpredictable. So you can't script everything, but you need to have a process. You need to have a way that you move through things every single time. So you know what you're going to get out the other end. Super important. Again, if that triggers you, if you're like, I don't want a process, I don't want a structure, I don't like scripts, you said scripts, I'm tuning out right now. That's an indication that maybe that you need it more than you think, or you're just going to continue to struggle. And struggle sometimes in sales is the ups and the downs, right? It's I'm doing great this week. Next week, I'm failing. I don't know why. What's missing? If you don't have a process, you won't know what's broken, what's not working, what needs to be improved, and so on. So make sure to check that out. In this episode, in session 24, I want to talk about sales process. Now, it's one of those things where the pure salespeople out there don't necessarily like the thought of a sales process. It's the one thing I come up against every single time I'm working with a team, working with a group, working with an organization, presenting to an audience, is the people in the group who feel like they shouldn't be told what a process is, or be told to use a process, or be required to follow a system or implement something new. A lot of people who get into sales are there because they feel like they have some natural ability, some God-given talents, and have worked on it for years such that they can have conversations. They can talk people into things. You hear this all the time is people just let me do what I do best and have conversations and move people forward and talk people into buying, right? It's the kind of person who has spent a portion of their life and realizing they have the ability to talk themselves into and out of situations, right? Out of trouble or into something that they really want. And they're using that in sales. And really what they're hoping for is just find a place and an opportunity where they can just do what they want to do without the structure, without the systems, without the processes, maybe without much accountability, while at the same time with a uncapped compensation plan. And that may work. That kind of person or focus or strategy is could be valuable. I'm just trying to think of how I want to phrase this. Could be valuable The challenge is that it's also not scalable. And the difficulty is when it's not working, when that individual hits that slump and has a difficulty in converting deals or following through, or, you know, with their mindset or their processes, it's tough because if there is no structure around that person and they're just kind of doing what they always do, then it's really tough to figure out why it's not working. It's tough to coach, manage, help that person, mentor them and guide them back onto a positive direction with good results, because it's just kind of all in their head. There is no system. There is no process. FSU, their research, when they surveyed buyers, right, the people at companies who are buying, is they found that most of them are getting pitched the same things, the same sales process over and over again. There's only so many out there, like the big, let's say the big ones, the big dogs in there. And what happens is these buyers who are constantly being pitched are getting pitched using the same process. And there's literally no differentiation. Nobody's setting themselves apart, whether it's Sandler, it's Spin, it's Snap, it's Neat, it's Gap, it's Solution, it's Challenger, it's Consultative. Like, there's all these names for all of these sales processes. And the challenge is, and here's what I want to tell you, is not that those are wrong. It's not that those are ineffective, right? I in no way would ever say those are ineffective. But what is ineffective is when somebody in sales is so rigid on their process that there's only one way they're going to do anything, right? They're going to use Challenger Sale or Sandler or Spin Selling. And that's all they're going to do. No matter what the person responds with, they are stuck on this formula or process or what they were trained on, and they're not going outside of that. And the buyers know that. Buyers, all of us as consumers, we can detect these things and we don't like it, or it's not effective, or we know what we really want and it's not helpful. And so one of the biggest things that he said in the research is that the top salespeople use multiple sales processes. Right. And it's funny because I actually looked this up in prep for this session today. And I actually found an article on HubSpot that listed all of these sales processes and told people like what to use and why they were so great. The key is not just to use one, it's to use many. And that's really the fundamental reason why I built and wrote this book and Selling with Authentic Persuasion and this framework that I have, is that it is a framework. It's not a say this, do this. When they, you know, no matter what they say, you're going to go down this path. It's the fundamentals, right? It's the rapport, empathy, trust, hope, urgency. Within those, you're having a conversation with another human. That's what your job is, to be a human and move them forward. Now, you can apply any of those other sales processes with authentic persuasion being that umbrella. But what I found is that when you have a less strict approach, you end up taking many paths with prospective buyers based on what they're looking for and what they need, instead of you being very rigid. So this year, make sure to integrate that flexibility. That's why I started talking about the openness and curiosity and the creativity. And those three things, the persistence is great, the authenticity is great, but those first three are so important, such that you're well-rounded, right? There's not one way to solve a problem. There's not one way to have a conversation with your prospect.